Voters will also decide tomorrow whether the state should sell more than $450 million in bonds to pay for transportation and economic development projects. It's one of the largest bond propositions in Alaska history, and one Fairbanks area project on the list does not have support from the local community. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
A proposed road connecting the old Steese Highway with McGrath Road in Fairbanks plows through wetlands along the northern edge of Creamersfield Migratory Waterfowl Refuge. It also crosses historic mushing trails and cuts straight through a popular duck pond. Funding for the preliminary road study comes from the federal government. If voters passed Bond Proposition A, $24 million in state funding would pay for a nearly identical effort. This particular project only accounts for 5% of Prop A. Even so, more than 200 people gathered to hear about it last month.
My name is Christina Moore, and my major concern with this project is I live right there.
My name is Paulette Willie, and I live on Chena Ridge Road. Every time projects affect people who live outside of town, I have a concern.
My name's Gerald Brown. I'm here as a concerned citizen because I don't think this is a good project.
Does this change at all how you plan to vote on the bond package?
Even though I think it's you know, wielding a big stick for one project, at this point I have decided for the first time ever I will probably vote against.
If that's the only way to stop this project, that would be the way I would vote then.
The list of proposed transportation and economic development projects included in the measure is long, and the road through the bird refuge isn't the only proposal that's controversial. The Sitka Assembly rejected a resolution to support a road to Catlin Bay. Two major South Central projects in the proposition have also garnered negative attention. Governor Parnell originally proposed a smaller $350 million bond package, mostly to pay for the Port of Anchorage expansion and an Alaska Railroad extension to Port McKenzie. Legislators chiseled the governor's request down to $80 million. Then they added their own projects to the bill.
Sometimes people say, be careful, this bill is becoming a Christmas tree.
That's Rebecca Braun. She's the editor and publisher of the Alaska Budget Report, which tracks the state's budgeting process. She says bonding propositions are one of the only ways projects in smaller communities get funding.
Everybody is kind of, sees a bill that's moving and they all want to hang their favorite ornaments on it, and sometimes legislators will even say, if we Christmas tree this bill too much, it's going to fall under its own weight.
Republican Representative Steve Thompson is running unopposed this year. He helped add the Creamersfield Refuge Road connector and a local bridge replacement to the package.
I don't think we had any other projects of this magnitude that we could put into that bond package. These were like, okay, if we want to try to get a couple of things done, then we have to put these two in.
Thompson says in all the years he's been to public meetings, he hasn't seen the community so opposed to a state-funded proposal.
I wish that bill would have been rewritten different had we known that there was this much opposition and also the amount of wetlands.
Since 1960, Alaskans have cast ballots for just six bond propositions larger than this year's. But back then, Alaskans paid state income tax, so bond propositions that passed translated to a direct increase in their taxes. Rebecca Braun says these days a disconnect between legislators and their constituents means funding for unpopular projects can pass more easily.
Legislators tend to be most in touch with what they consider community leaders, in their districts. And that's often, Chamber of Commerce types, builders, people who want projects. They want the economic development. They want the jobs. And sometimes there are big factions of the general public that have other concerns that don't get heard so much.
Of the 94 bonding propositions that have appeared on Alaska's ballot, only seven have failed. Only one of those came with a dollar amount larger than the $453 million in this year's. Nevertheless, Representative Thompson says he doesn't think there's enough statewide opposition for voters to reject it. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.